comes down to it, we all live in our own different reality, don't we? I mean, when it comes down to it.
Well, yes, I think you're right, as a matter of fact, said Dirk uneasily.
I mean, you take these kangaroos they're trying to teach language to. What does anyone think we're going to talk about? What are we going to say then, eh? So, how's the hopping life treating you then?
Oh, fine, mustn't grumble. This pocket down me front's a bit of a pain, though. Always full of fluff and paperclips.
It isn't going to be like that. These kangaroos have got brains the size of a walnut whip. They live in a different world, see? It will be like trying to talk to John Selwyn Gummer. You see what I'm saying?
Can you see the cab we're following?
Clear as a bell. Probably be there before him.
Dirk frowned. Beware before him.
Heathrow.
How on earth do you know he's going to Heathrow?
Any cabbie can tell if another cabbie's going to Heathrow.
What do you mean?
You read the signs. OK, so there's certain obvious things like the fares carrying luggage. Then there's the route he's taking. That's easy. But you say he may just be going to stay with friends in Hammersmith. All I can say is the fare didn't get into the cab in the manner of someone going to stay with friends in Hammersmith. So what else do you look for? Well, here's where you need to be a cabbie to know. Normal life for a cabbie is lots of little bits here and there. You don't know from minute to minute what's going to happen. What work you're going to get, how the day's going to go. You kind of prowl around in a restless kind of way. But if you get a fare to Heathrow, you're away. Good solid journey, good solid fare. Wait in line for an hour or so, get a good solid fare back to town. That's your whole morning taken care of. You drive in a completely different way. You're higher up on the road. You take better lines through corners. You're on your way. You're going somewhere. It's called doing the Heathrow op. Any cabbie will spot it.
Said Dirk. That's remarkable.
What you notice depends on who you are.
You couldn't happen to tell which flight he's catching, could you? Asked Dirk.
Who do you think I am, mate? Retorted the cabbie. A bloody private detective?
Dirk sat back in his seat and stared out of the window, thoughtfully. Chapter 7 There must be some kind of disease which causes people to talk like that, and the name for it must be something like airline syllabus stress syndrome. It's the disease that seems to kick in at about 10,000 feet and becomes more and more pronounced, if that's a good word to use in this context, with altitude, until it levels out at a plateau of complete nonsense at about 35,000 feet. It makes otherwise rational people start saying things like, "The captain has now turned off the seatbelt sign," as if there is someone lurking around the cockpit attempting to deny that the captain has done any such thing, that he is indeed the captain and not an imposter, and that there isn't a whole